Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Valentine's Day is the day for romance, and it's also the day for romance scammers. What is a romance scammer, you're asking yourself?
So I was watching the news. I know, shocker, even for me. One of the local news channels was talking about romance scams. So I started to do a little deep dive, and this all is coming from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, okay? And they are breaking down what you need to look out for when it comes to being scammed online. Because I was blown away by this number. In 2022, there were 70,000 reports of romance scams, financial losses hitting $1.3 billion.
So a romance scam would be like somebody on Facebook being contacted by a soap opera star.
Yes.
That needs $10,000 and they have fallen, that kind of thing?
Exactly. All right, so what I pulled, and what we're going to do is a checklist here, okay? So if any of these you're able to check off, you might want to check yourself and that you might be getting scammed, okay? So number one, they contacted you through a website or app, more common approach through social media. And it's an unexpected message like, hey there, loved your post, or you're cute. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get those quite a bit. And then when I look at who's sending it, if she's super hot, I just delete it. I know it's fake.
Same. 100%.
Nobody that hot going to be attracted to me. Get out of here.
Ever.
Next, from there, they suggest you move to like WhatsApp, Google Chat, or Telegram or something like that, right, to continue the conversation. So just go through, and if you're checking these. Next, this is where they start agreeing with everything you're saying. All of your likes are their likes. Oh my gosh.
So weird.
There's so much in common.
So connected.
All of your dislikes are all of their dislikes. They're mirroring back everything to make it seem like you guys are like meant to be. Then the next one on the checklist, when it comes to meet in real life, they have a million reasons to avoid face-to-face. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming up with all these different reasons that they can't meet face-to-face. And then we have, lastly, the favorite love game lies told by scammers. So if you've ever been told one of these, you're probably getting scammed. So after all those others, you're now at this point and they hit you up and they're like, someone close to me is sick, or I'm sick, or I'm hurt, or I'm in jail, or somebody I know is in jail. That was one of the favorite lies told by romance scammers. Next on this was, I can teach you how to invest.
Okay.
They want to take your money and invest it for you, all right? Because they've reeled you in. We started with the innocent. Now we moved over, and like you've been communicating for a while, and these are what they're going to lead you with. Next one is, I'm in the military far away, and I need you to send me some money. I need help with an important delivery. Then they go on to say, I've come into some money. I'm on an oil rigger ship was also on there. And then last one, you can trust me with your private pictures, because then they use it for extortion to get money out of you.
Oh, wow. And they've gotten $1 billion off of doing this.
Yes, they have. So, no joke. Again, the FTC came out with this list. So if you feel like there's a suspicious profile, you can report it to the FTC. And if somebody is trying to extort you, contact the FBI.
I'm trying to figure out how long I would indulge in an online relationship before demanding to see that person, before thinking this thing is a total fake.
You're getting a week out of me.
A 1 week?
1 week, that's
Come
it.
Come on, serious?
1 week.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah.
Especially today. Maybe back in the day when technology wasn't where it is. But today with FaceTime and all, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to see somebody within a week.
Yeah, for me, even when I was on the dating apps, even though I'm not on them anymore, if I was talking to a guy and he hadn't asked me out by the time a week had passed, I was moving on. Because I'm like, we're not going to be pen pals. I don't want to write to you every night like I'm writing to my husband off to war. Like, we need to meet face-to-face and see if we're going to gel.
So you're saying it would have to be a FaceTime call within a week, but how about an actual face-to-face before you're like, this ain't, nah.
Same. Well, no. If you FaceTime me, then it buys you time in us being face-to-face. So long as I know you're real and we're working through our schedules, that's fine. But if you won't meet me face-to-face, you won't FaceTime, you got a week and I'm done.
But she lives in Australia.
Why you can't FaceTime?
She FaceTimed.
Yep.
But how long? Give me the time. Like, okay. How long before?
So she can FaceTime and we doing long distance.
Yeah.
But I really like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's different. Couple months.
Couple months.
Yeah.
Couple months.
I'm thinking the FaceTime has to be in a week also. And then, depending on the distance, I mean, Australia, that's quite an investment.
For sure.
Some people are real lonely.
I was going to say 30 days, but if it's that far, yeah, a couple months and that's it.
Yep.
But we'd have to be talking quite a bit.
Absolutely.
So you're talking for a couple months and she hits you up and someone she knows is sick. What are you going to do?
Will you pray.
That travels.
Got a whole prayers in the world for you.
Yep. Prayers don't need frequent flyer miles.
No, sir.
I got an express shipment of prayers for you.
The Burt Show.